You are listening to a message from Victory. We hope it inspires you to honor God and make disciples in your community.
I want you to turn your Bibles to the book of Luke, chapter 1. So we're going to be starting with verse 26. Are you ready to read God's word? All right. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." Verse 34. And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born would be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative in her old age has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For nothing," read this with me, okay? "For nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. Join me in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, that you indeed will prepare our hearts today, that your word will penetrate, that it will be a source of encouragement for us. Lord, that even for Mary, that will be an encouragement, her faith and how she responded to you and the challenge that you've given her. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you anoint the preaching of your word. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that we will learn from you today, that we will have that encounter with you that will forever change us from this moment on. Lord, we love you. We give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Go ahead and have your seats. Yung ang sinasabi natin, the whole setup of this series really get started, even in the Old Testament. When people were expecting the Messiah to come, nakahanda na yan from the very beginning. From the time of the fall, we can see it in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. That this is God making a promise. Okay, when Adam and Eve had sinned, okay, it brought human sin, it brought rebellion, folly, and separation from God. And God's promise, okay, was that there would be a son that would be born, and this son will have a battle with Satan, and Satan will be defeated. And that will be the our salvation. Not only will he bring us peace, that he will forgive all of our sins and give us new life. And so from this point, as we read here, "I will put enmity between you and the woman and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head and you shall bruise his heel." This is the God talking to Satan and saying that there's going to be a battle between you from a son of Eve. And from that battle, there will be redemption. And from this moment on, there's been an anticipation. Nadadating na yung Savior niyan. Where is this son going to come? When is this going to happen? That everything that God had intended in the Garden of Eden would be restored. Okay, and so there's been a wait for this. Kailan ba ito mangyayari? And so years, thousands of years later, there was a prophet that would give us a sign. And sinasabi niya sa Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and you shall call his name Emmanuel." Emmanuel meaning that God is with us. And so once this prophecy was made 700 years before the arrival of Christ, nagkaroon ulit ng revival yung excitement for this son, the excitement for this Messiah. And so from the time of the fall, to 700 years before Jesus came, ito na yung situation natin. And they were all anticipating this. Okay? It's the anticipation of Christmas. Ngayon, 10 days to go. You can see the anticipation in the traffic outside. Tama? People are excited. And, you know, in our different families, we have all our different preparations. And I just remember, I mean, just personally, my own mom and how she would prepare the Christmas season for all of us. Whether, you know, preparing the house for it. And I truly appreciate all the moms who are here who do the same thing. In our family, my wife is really like a glue to our family. Sa mga anak namin tsaka sa amin, in terms of bringing us together and making sure that the home is set up properly. And we have a tradition. Okay, is it okay if I share a little bit of my family? Okay, yung mga tatlong sumagot sa akin. Okay, sa kwentuhan ko kayo. As a family tradition, you know, we have 5 kids, and to bring the excitement, we learned this actually from Pastor Joey, is that every time we go on a trip or anything that's memorable for us as a family, we try to get a Christmas ornament that will signify that event or signify that special occasion. Okay, so for all 5 kids, our plan is that we're going to buy different ornaments for them every year, and that would be their ornaments. Okay, with 5 kids and being married for almost 14 years now, 13 years. Gumanon yung misis ko. 13 years, a slip of the, yeah. Being married now almost 13 years, ang dami na naming ornaments. And it's all allotted. You can see it in the back of the ornaments. Merong for Daniel, there's ornaments for Ian, there's ornaments for Luke, Sabrina, and Andrew. And so our tree is actually tilting over to one side, dahil sa dami ng ornaments. But our goal in doing this is that because those ornaments have a memory attached to it. And as they grow old and as they have their own families, our plan is that those ornaments will go with them. And as they bring that to their own family and with their own children, they can share all these memories. And so that's one way that we prepare as a family. And so we're excited about this. There's an anticipation for this. Anticipation whether your tradition is to open at midnight your gifts or in the morning. Okay, personally us, it's in the morning. Whatever it is, we're building memories. And I truly appreciate the moms that are doing that. Our moms that are here. My mom, who unfortunately is in the States right now. We won't be able to spend Christmas together. But it always brings all of these things. And I appreciate all the moms. Yung mga lalaki, walang parang... Yes, amen. Thank you for our moms. Okay? And today, we're going to look at another mom. We're going to look at a story of someone. And you might think, okay, a mom, you see an image of Mary. But really, if you look at the background of where she came from, and her circumstances, really her response to God and her response is really an encouragement to all of us. Now, Mary is not an object of our faith, but she is a great example of great faith that we can emulate, that we can take from, and hopefully as God would speak to us in the different situations in our lives, Instead of responding in fear, I want us to see Mary's situation and how she responded in great faith. And whatever situation you're in right now, that will always be the case. Kung dumating ang angel sa buhay mo, o kung dumating man ang demonyo sa buhay mo, okay, that we would be able to respond in faith. And that's my prayer for all of us as we go through this series and the preaching today. Are you ready? Okay, with all this anticipation, I'm going to give you a background of what is happening in their situation. And in verse 26, in the sixth month, meaning this is the sixth month when Elizabeth is already in her sixth month, the angel Gabriel, the same angel that appeared to Zechariah, was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth. Okay, when we look at the situation, this angel was now being sent. He was sent to Zechariah last week. Okay, well, hindi man last week, you know, but that's what we talked about last week. And 6 months after that, now she's approaching a virgin. They're saying, okay, a virgin. Okay, and now making an announcement for another birth. Okay, and if you look at Nazareth, Nazareth is really an unlikely place. Okay. Oh, nawala na ako, okay? It's an unlikely place for something amazing that would happen, for a miracle to happen. Because Nazareth is maybe a town of maybe 50 to 100 people. And when I was explaining this to my children yesterday, we were talking about the preaching and just bouncing it off from them. I was telling them, what would be the most unimaginable place, something amazing that na hindi mangyayari sa lugar na yon. And my son mentioned, you know, maybe from a dump. And if you think about it, Nazareth was, in a sense, hindi naman dump, but it's yung mga pinupuntahan mo, yung dinadaanan mo lang when you're going on a trip. It's just a stopover. This was Nazareth. There's nothing significant in that place. And nothing in the Old Testament was written about Nazareth. Nothing in the history books except in this situation. Okay, until the New Testament. And to the point that the scholars at that time, Nathaniel, that's why nasabi niya, can anything good come out of Nazareth? Doon niya nasabi yon. Kasi nung sinasabi nila that Jesus was from Nazareth, para nagloloko siya. Can anything good come out from there? So you can imagine, ano ba yung pinaka ayaw mong mapuntahan, ayaw mong lugar sa buhay mo, sasabihin mo, meron bang magandang lalabas galing doon? Yun yung situation niya. And that's what Nazareth was. And in the situation also, there's also some unlikely characters. Joseph and Mary. Kung titingnan mo yung buhay nila, there's really nothing significant about them other than that God would eventually use them. But here's the verse. To a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. Okay, when there was during that time betrothal, parang you're already married, you're already married, but there's a period of time that you cannot be together. Okay, normally at that time it was about a year, and betrothal during that time it can be done for the women even at a very young age. Even at 12 to 14, which was the age of Mary at the time, as scholars would say, 12 to 14, you can be betrothed to someone. But not necessarily that you can come together and be married. Joseph, on the other hand, people have arguments about how old he really was. But it's really not important. Some people say that he's a teenager or someone who's in his 20s. Okay? But the important part in his story is that he is in the line of David. Because it was prophesied that this Messiah would come from the line of David. So yun yung importante sa buhay nila. But kung titingnan mo, Joseph, there was nothing spectacular about him. We know that he's a carpenter, okay? But he was not rich. He was not influential. He was in a town, he was siguro sikat siya dun sa town, no? Dahil siya lang yung carpintero. In a town of 50. So marami siyang mga ginagawang repair sa bahay, kabit ng cable, gawa ng upuan, gawa ng bubong. But that's the extent of his work. So not much influential. But when we look at Mary, even more so that isipin mo, hindi, there's nothing significant about her. Okay? When we look at, when we see Mary depicted today, okay, makikita mo siya naka in long robes, wearing a crown, you know, holding a baby, hair all fixed, embroidered dress. But really, that's not the image that we should see based on her actual situation. Because she's in a town of 50 to 100 people. So instead of looking at her that way, she's actually more of a teenage peasant girl. Maybe just one dress in a small town, maybe most probably illiterate, not able to read or write. Okay, maybe she's the one that nag-iigib siya ng tubig if she wants to take a bath. Okay, it was all the difficulties that she was part of. Dirty feet, wearing sandals. Okay, this is the image, more of a proper image of who Mary was. Small town probinsyana. Okay, and yet God would be able to use them. In spite of the unlikely location, in spite of the unlikely characters, God was able to use them. What was about these two characters and their location? And we can only attribute it to one thing. It's the favor of God. There was a favor of God in their lives. And when you have the favor of God, anything is possible. We'll read it. And he came to her and said, "Greetings." The angel was saying, "Greetings, O favored one. The Lord is with you." Okay? Yun agad yung greeting sa kanya. The Lord is with you. Okay? And when nung nakita niya yon, nung nadinig niya yon from the angel, okay, hindi siya natakot. Hindi siya natakot. Remember with Zechariah last week, when the angel showed up, he was in fear. But for her, it was the only thing that troubled her was about the greeting. But when she was greatly troubled at the saying, okay? And she tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God." Inuulit nung angel, "You have found favor." And favor of God is so amazing. Okay, kung pinag-uusapan natin yung favor of God, it's really more, it can be exchanged with grace. When the grace of God is in your life, it's undeserved, it's unmerited favor. And it's nice being favored. Ewan ko sa inyo, but you know, when I was growing up, I was the favorite of my dad. Understandable? Okay? Ako yung paborito niya. Although I recommend to families today, don't have a favorite in your family. Okay, because I experienced it myself. There was one more favored. Okay, it's a good thing I wasn't sold to Egypt as a slave. But I was favored by God. And so with my children, they know that they're all my favorites. And see, my son is nodding his head. But it's always nice to be favored. It seems like everything is going your way. Pag meron kang favor ni God, even more so. That the things, the circumstances seem to be going positively for you. And when you have the favor of God, it's amazing because we don't deserve it, and yet we receive it from God. That's the amazing part with it. We don't deserve it. We don't work for it. You know, when everything is going your way, the world will say, "That's luck." Alam mo, sineswerte ka, kaya ka ganyan na nangyayari sa buhay mo. They consider it as luck. But in some cases, they call it karma. You must have done something good. That's why you're getting favor. Whatever you do, whatever how you act, that's how people will respond to you. But those situations, whether it's luck or karma, it's based on our circumstances. Kung yung circumstances mo okay, iniisip mo meron kang ginawa, meron kang maganda. But the favor of God is not that way. The favor of God will be good to you no matter what your circumstances are. This is the amazing part of the favor of God and the circumstances. Kahit anong pinagdadaanan mo, okay, when the favor of God is in you, you can actually be going through a difficult time and have the grace of God be there. You have a coworker that you're having such a difficult time working with. You know what? The grace of God or the favor of God will allow you to work well with them. Even if they're your rival, your biggest rival, you can work together and come out helping other people or that job and do a good job in that. The favor of God is so amazing. Maybe you feel like the circumstance that you're dealt with, you've been praying for a child and finally you have a child and you find out that the child has Down syndrome. There's an abnormality with the child. The favor of God will teach you to love that child unconditionally. Will give you the grace to be able to love that child to the point that you will understand how much God loves you. In spite of who we are, in spite of our shortcomings, minamahal ka ng Panginoon. Matututunan mo yon. That's the favor of God. Maybe you're volunteering in church as an usher. Maybe you're working in the kids' church with very unruly children. Yung mga anak natin. Okay? The favor of God, miski nahihirapan ka doon, the favor of God might just be that someone that you're working with in the kids' church will be your future spouse. Walang excited dito. That's happened time and time again. The favor of God, it's not based on our circumstances. It's not based on luck. It's the goodness of God being poured out in our lives. And when the angel said that to Mary, that's what the angel was saying. You are favored by God. And when you're favored with God, no matter what your circumstances, no matter whatever difficulties we're faced with, we know that we're going to get through that. We know that there's going to be good things that will turn out in our situation. That's the amazing grace of God. And when He speaks to you, okay, sometimes when He speaks to you, the message can actually be scary. Something that you're praying for, something that you want. And then now the Lord is saying, you're having it. You're going to have it. Parang si Zechariah, they've been praying and praying for a child. And now the angel was saying, you're going to have it. And it can be scary. Okay, situation for Mary, same thing. It's amazing that in spite of her situation, she can respond in faith. And the encouragement here is do not be afraid. Many times, binibigay na sa atin ng Panginoon yung gusto natin. Whatever we're praying for, whatever we're dreaming about, and it's there. It's right there. God is giving it to us. And sometimes, nandun na yung pinagpa-pray mo. Okay? And then sometimes we're so scared. And so the encouragement all the time, angels, God is telling us, do not be afraid. God is telling you right now, do not be afraid. If you are in Him, you are favored. There is grace in our life that is new every morning. No matter what you're going through, the grace of God is sparking in Green Hills at 4 o'clock p.m. Right now. No line. Do you think that's possible? Seems impossible. But with the grace of God, with the favor of God in your life, it is possible. Isa lang nakakuha ng parking ngayon. But that's the amazing part. That's the favor of God in our lives. Things that we are incapable of doing ourselves, God will do it for us. And He will go before us. That's what Christianity is about. That's the amazing grace and amazing part of what Christianity is about. In comparison to religion, religion will say that these are the things that you need to do. Do this, do this, do this, do this, and then you'll get the favor of God. No, no, no. The grace of God is given to us. When you are His child, you are favored. Okay. If you're not encouraged, I am. Everything going our way. And so now here's the angel reminding Mary, do not be afraid. And so here's the promise that God was saying. The prophecy that was prophesied 700 years before and from the time in the Garden of Eden of the fall, God had already made this promise. And here's the promise. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call His name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to Him the throne of His father David, and He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of His kingdom there will be no end. Here's the promise of Jesus. Okay? He will be great. He will be called the Son of the Most High. He will be in the throne of His father David. These are all the prophecies that were said years and years, hundreds of years before. And now God was saying, this is going to be fulfilled in you. Mangyayari yun sa buhay mo. The big picture of salvation, the macro picture of this story, is going to be fulfilled. But at the same time, God was saying all these different statements. Ano bang ibig sabihin nung He's the throne of His father David, or He's the He will reign over the house of Jacob. Okay, ano bang ibig sabihin nun? What's the significance of that? These were all promises that He had made to these individual people. He was saying that the throne that they're going to have is going to be fulfilled in this Jesus that will be born. That's an amazing thing because these were prophecies and they were anticipating about this. That had happened hundreds of years before. And then now it's going to be fulfilled. I don't know if you've been anticipating for something that you've been waiting for. And now it's going to be fulfilled. And God was going to use this unlikely person. All the situation. Ano ba yung pinapromise sa inyo ng Panginoon? Is there something that God has made a promise in your life? As God is, if this is a solution for the salvation of the world, what is the promise that God had given you? So when the angel was saying, ito yung mangyayari sa anak mo, he will be in the throne of his father David, he will sit in the throne of Jacob, these are all different situations that God made a promise and he was fulfilling it. So pag, in the picture of this, God made promises to Alan. And then he's saying, you know, Alan, it's going to be fulfilled. It's going to be fulfilled in your life. Sino ba yung kilala ko dito? Daniel, anak ko eh, diba? Daniel, God's promises for you will come true. Okay? God has provided your salvation. That if you have Jesus Christ in your life, you will be saved and your eternity is secure. Pero hindi lang yung big picture. He's coming up. Michael, God's promises for you will be fulfilled this year. The things that you have been waiting for years and years and years, this is the year that God's going to fulfill that. June. Amazing things. We've been praying. The breakthrough's coming. The breakthrough is coming. He's not just talking about the big thing. He's talking about us individually. And that's the promise of God. He is faithful. We've been singing it. He is faithful in the big picture. But he's also faithful in the little things. In the little things in our lives. And how are we going to respond? In this kingdom, sinasabi niya, in this kingdom, there will be no end. Umaasa ka to a certain president or a certain king. When they die, that wala na. Yung favor mo na iniisip mo, wala na. But in this kingdom, in God's kingdom, in the throne of Jesus, it will not end. When you hold on to Him, it's not the promises are good. It's going to happen. It's not going to change. Based on the administration. Oh, kaibigan natin yan. Okay tayo dyan. Eh, pag namatay yun, anong mangyayari sa'yo? Wala ka na naman. Mahukulong ka na. Okay? But with Jesus, when we hold on to Him, His kingdom will not end. That's a wonderful encouragement. But how is this going to happen? How are we going to respond? How would you respond if an angel approached you today? When I was, we were studying this, are we raising our children to be prepared to hear from God and be encouraged instead of being in fear? Na-challenge ako din. Kasi Mary was what? 12, 14 years old. And when the angel showed up, parang, okay, what do you have for me? Ano yung message mo? But paano mangyayari? Yun lang yung tanong niya. When an angel would show up to us, how would we respond? Would we respond in faith? Or will we respond in fear? Okay? And questions might come up. And when Mary questioned, yung tanong niya, it wasn't out of fear. It was more of parang clarification. Mary said to the angel, how will this be since I am a virgin? And actually, that's a valid question. In the whole history of the world, every baby, okay, was born with a mom and a dad. Tama? Hindi ba na-explain ng tatay niyo yan sa inyo? Okay? It's always been the case. And now, he was saying that even though you're a virgin, you will be a mom. And so, how will this be? Okay? It wasn't out of fear. It wasn't out of, you know, doubt. The same way with Zachariah. He was doubting. But there was something about that. It's clear. But whether God will answer your questions, God's not intimidated by your questions. He's not. But whether He answers your questions or not, He is still in control. He is still in charge. He is still going. He's going to make it happen. It's funny because, you know, yung Immaculate Conception, okay, I know of someone, actually a relative, that tried to convince all of us in the family that the baby in her womb was immaculately conceived. Sinabi niya yan. Walang naniwala sa pamilya. Except yung lola. Okay? Yung lola lang ang naniwala. But true enough, after a few months, the dad showed up. Parang hindi niyo alam to. Parang hindi kayo nakwentuhan ito. Okay? It's not possible to have a baby apart from being with a man and a woman. Okay? And here's the situation. Instead of being in fear, she just asked, how is this going to happen? Since I am a virgin. And it was a valid question that she had, but it was not in doubt. It was in faith that she was asking this. And God answered, okay? And the angel answered her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth in her old age has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. Okay? She got her answer. The Holy Spirit is going to make this happen. The Holy Spirit is going to make it happen. God is an amazing God, and nothing is impossible with Him. If He wants to create the whole world, all He needed to do was speak. And when He spoke, the whole earth was created. When He wanted light, He just said, let there be light. When He wanted to separate things in creation, all He had to do was say it, and it was happening. If He wants to use a person, your old age, the angel is obviously not married. Tinawag niya si Elizabeth old. Okay, di ba last week, pinag-usapan natin, advanced in years. But the angel obviously was not married because sabi niya, the woman is old. Alright? In talking about that, okay, the angel was saying, it's going to be possible. Anything is possible with Him. Okay, if He wants to use a virgin to give birth to His son, God can do it. If He wants God to come down as human flesh and to enter human history and redeem the world through Jesus Christ, He can do it. Okay, if He wants to raise Jesus from the dead, He was able to do it. When He wants to renew our hearts, He is able to do it. Why? Because in the next verse, for nothing will be impossible with our God. Nothing is impossible with our God. Nothing is impossible with our God. No, I'm not trying. I want that to sink in our hearts. What is your impossible? Ano yung sitwasyon sa buhay natin na parang imposibleng pwedeng mangyaring maganda dito? God is telling you, if there's a message from God, nothing is impossible with Him. Nothing is impossible with Him. This is the encouragement in what the angel was saying. And amazing, the response of Mary. Sinabi niya, the response of Mary was, and Mary said, behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. When we look at this, parang, oh, andali naman sinabi ni Mary yun. Alam naman niya kung ano mangyayari kay Jesus. Alam naman niya kung ano yung mangyayari sa buhay niya. No, think about it. When she responded this way, Jesus had not come. It was just a promise. She was going to be, she's a teenage mom. At this point, she was betrothed, but she didn't have a husband. In the law, in the Old Testament, they could actually stone her to death. And it's a different kind of stoning that you're thinking about. It's actually rocks that they would use. Okay, wow, cool, stone. No, no, no. Okay, they can actually strip her out in the public court, parang nilabas siya dyan sa, you know, in the promenade, and get stones, rocks, and throw her until, as an example, and kill her until she's dead, as an example of not fornicating. When she said, "Be it unto me according to your word," she was betrothed, but she was not married. There were no promises that a husband would take care of her so that they can take care of this baby. There were no promises like that. Can you imagine her situation? A teenager, a young girl, no husband, would probably be disowned by the family, if not killed. And yet, sabi niya, "Be it unto me according to your word." If God is telling you something that's going to happen in your life, and it's not the most ideal situation, will we be able to respond that way? And that's the faith. That's the example that Mary was able to show us. That no matter what it is, we might not see it yet. Alam mo kung anong ginawa ni Mary? When she found out, your cousin is in her 6th month. Matingnan nga. Diba? And later on, that's what she did. She ended up going to visit Elizabeth. And when she visited Elizabeth, the baby in her womb leapt. The baby that had the Holy Spirit and leapt. And there was a prophecy again was saying, "Wow, why am I being visited by the mother of my Lord?" Were the words of Elizabeth, paraphrased by me. Yun yung sinabi niya. She had to confirm it. But she was not in doubt. She was not in fear. Sabi niya, matingnan nga to. And she stayed until John was born. And then she went back home. And when she had gotten back home, that's when the marriage with Joseph happened. And after 9 months, they had to go, you know the story. They had to go to Bethlehem. And that's why Jesus was born in the manger, in the stables. Okay? She had to confirm it. But she was not in doubt. Even though things were not going according to her plan. Sabi niya, "Okay, ikakasal ako, okay, fine. Pagkakasal namin, doon kami magkakaanak." But now she was saying yes to God when her future was not secure. That's an amazing faith. That's the same faith with Abraham. When God told Abraham, "Go ahead and you know, this is going to be your future. Leave your home and go to this place that I'm going to show you." And he left. Dahil sinabi ng Panginoon. That's the same faith that Mary was saying now. Sinabi niya, "Let it be to me according to your word." It reminds me exactly of the same response that this baby that she was carrying in the Garden of Gethsemane. When Jesus was there praying, and to the point that he's crying, blood was coming out of his eyes. And he was saying, "God, Father, if this cup can be removed from me, let it be so." But he responded, "But not according to my will, but your will be done." Same faith as a mom, same response as the son. And my prayer for all of us, if God has something for us, not knowing what the future might hold, but we all know that in God, our future is secure. No matter what it's going to happen to us, we might not have all the answers to our questions, but do we have the faith to respond? Let it be according to your word. In the big picture of the whole story, and also individually in our lives, will we be able to respond the same way? And as an encouragement to all of us, this is a reminder for all of us, nothing is impossible with our God. Nothing is impossible with our God. Let's all stand up and pray. you know, we're here, we're hearing this message, and really Mary is a great example of faith. Again, I'm going to repeat, she is not the object of our faith, but she is a great example for all of us. And people would like to neglect her, and some people want to venerate her. She is an example for us of great faith, not knowing what her future would be, but she was just content. Let it be according to your word. And as she gave birth to this son that would save the world or save mankind, same reaction, same. Saan niya kaya natutunan yon? E di dun sa nanay. Not only that, she gave birth to two other sons and some daughters as well. So I have a son that saved the world. I have two sons that wrote books of the Bible. She was just content. She didn't know that that was going to happen at this moment, but she had the faith to respond. And so whatever it is that God is speaking to us, whatever it is that God is telling us what we should be doing, are we going to respond in faith? And in the same way that the angel came to announce the birth of this child, we are hearing the word of God today that there is a new birth. Not our natural birth, but we can be born again and have a relationship with this God. That's been made possible because the promises of God, the prophecy about this child, he did come. He did come. Jesus did come to redeem you and me. And maybe you're here you've been a Christian a long time, you know this, but somehow you've drifted away from him. Somehow you feel that relationship with him, now it's not as secure as you hoped. That your reaction to things, your reaction in your spirit is of fear. God is telling you right now, you can draw near back. You can draw near to him. You can come back to him today. And that can be secure. As you repent from your sins and turn back, he will gladly welcome you back. But maybe you're here, you're not a Christian. The same message that Mary heard, that she responded to, we can respond to the gift that God is giving us. Today you can be a Christian and you can be born again and your spirit will be renewed. And not only will your spirit be renewed, your eternity will be secure in him. So wherever you are in that spectrum, we can all turn back to God. We can have a relationship with him that he has provided for you and for me. So with heads bowed down, eyes closed, if you feel that you've drifted and you want to turn back to him, you can go ahead and lift up your hands. Or maybe you've never received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You can also lift up your hands and we can all declare, Lord, let it be unto me according to your word. If you've never received Jesus Christ as your Lord, I see those hands. Thank you. You can just lift up your hands and your eternity is secure in him. As the announcement of his birth happened thousands of years ago, the announcement of your rebirth can happen today. If you're lifting up your hands, pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I know that I am a sinner, but I also know that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to be my Lord and Savior, that my sins are forgiven. From this day forth, Lord, I turn away from everything the Bible calls sin, and I receive the free gift of salvation. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for the new life that you are giving us. For all of us here, I just want us to lift up our hands and pray. Thank you, Lord, for your favor. Thank you, Lord, for the favor that will allow us to do great things, not because of us, but because of you. We are unlikely characters, Lord. But because of your goodness, because of your love, you chose us. Lord, your promises are true, and that you will answer everything in its proper time. Just in time, you will come in into our situation. And like Mary, Lord, we pray that we will always respond in faith and not in fear. We trust that you are working everything for our good as your children. Things may be difficult in our situation right now, Lord. Kung kami lang, hindi namin kakayanin. But with you in our lives, nothing is impossible with you. So Lord, today we respond to you. We respond to you in faith. And we know, Lord, that you will meet us wherever we are. And you are a good God. You are a loving God. Lord, we thank you. We give you honor and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this message. For more messages like these from other Victory Centers, please visit victory.org.ph/resources/podcasts.